We'll now continue on with CITR programming.
This is Bod. And you are listening to, hopefully, my music on UBC Radio CITR FM. That's 101.9. Vancouver's home of rock and roll.
You're listening to The Back Burner on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Howdy, 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 folks. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Right now, we've got the fill-in show for you called The Back Burner, where we put things on the back burner just to sizzle and boil, and then we're going to put it off the stovetop, and we're going to talk about it again. I'm joined today by a few people. Want to introduce yourselves?
How's it going, everybody? My name's Roman. Big shout to all the crew in here making this happen. First time in the station.
Woo,
holy
woo.
Shit.
Woo! First time in the station.
Man, shout out to my boys in Tier 2 Hockey. What up, boys? And my beautiful girlfriend slinging drinks at the pit right now.
Ooh. Oh, it's right over there.
Hello, hello. My name is Rehan. This is also my first time in the studio. Yes, let's clap. Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Shout out to
right.
What he said, yeah.
My beautiful girlfriend, yeah.
Shout out to Roman's beautiful girlfriend.
Howdy, howdy, everybody. Hope you're having a great night. My name's Aiden. First time in the studio as well. Can I get a quick clap for that?
So we're going to periodically be clapping in spirit of Eric Andre's upcoming show here, September 20th, which me and my co-host here, Isaac, who is going to introduce himself.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I've never done this before either. I've never been on the radio.
That's a straight up lie, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, he's saying that like looking at a giant soundboard, too.
I've never done this. I'm just trying the waters out here. You know, this is all improvised.
So our plan today, for all you listeners right now in your cars, we're going to do a few different things. We might have a little fun here and there with you at our own expense and with ourselves at your expense. No, not really. But I think we want to start off with comedy, because that's the essence of this show. And hopefully if we do it right, you're going to be laughing in your cars. You know, even having to say that, you'd probably be tuning off. You'd be like, oh, if they have to explain it, we're gonna change station. So one of the things I want to talk about was comedic influences on you guys, like comedians or, you know, comedic movies that you enjoyed, and what was the takeaway from those? What did you really like from those shows?
Okay, I'll go first. I got two people I want to talk about. First, Dave Chappelle. I think Chappelle's show is like probably the best skit show ever written. Didn't last for as long as it should have.
Just the one for that.
Wait, okay. I think one thing Chappelle does really well that not a lot of comedians can do is he can, first of all, make fun of anyone and do it tastefully, but at the same time, he will make sure that he's not hurting anyone. He'll say,
hopefully.
No, but he says he doesn't care. Like, he does not have any regrets about what he says, but he says, I'm not trying to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to explain to you guys what I think is funny. And he always backs up, like, I don't hate these people. I don't hate those people. But also, I don't give a fuck about what I say or how I make you feel. Like, this is, you know,
I do. And that's something we should all learn, is we all learn how to make fun of people, you know, without actually hurting them. And I think it takes a time to get to that stage where you're not hurting them. But in order to get to that stage, you need to practice. And people will inevitably get hurt in your practice performances.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely a skill you've mastered, Teo.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not. It is not.
No. Anyway, I would say the other thing about Chappelle is he does these reverse jokes. So he'll always start off his specials, or at least he does this pretty consistently. He'll start off his special with some one-liner or something that you just don't expect, and he'll bring it back at the very end. Like, there's one, and the line, this is on a Netflix special from a couple years back. The one-liner is, and I kicked her right in the pussy.
I remember that.
And he literally says, I'm going to use it. He says, I'm going to use it, and he uses it once, and then he brings it back at some other point in the hour.
And when he says it, no one's like, everyone's like laughing, but they're uncomfortably laughing because it's not funny. But and then he brings it in, and I think he was talking about how good of a comedian he was. He was being I'm such a good comedian. No, I can do this all day.
That's not what he sounds like.
No, I thought that was pretty good.
Is that gonna be your imitation?
We're gonna be doing impressions later, so stay tuned. God.
So
also, not only do we run as a late night show for you all to keep you entertained, we also are a hotline for dating advice.
Oh yeah. So call in. The hotline is 604-822-3104. 604-822-3104. I know it's also 604-UBC-CITR.
Yeah, and you can feel free to call in anytime throughout the show, and we will stop what we're doing, and we'll answer your question and give you our advice.
We have until midnight, so if you need until midnight, that's okay.
You know, if you need to take a breath and really think about how you want to ask this question, we got a panel of experts from different backgrounds, different ethnicities, and you know, basically different love histories.
Different cultures.
That's a great way to put it.
keyword is incredibly experienced, I think.
When
we're
he says
very,
like different love
experienced.
Experiences too, we have like four successful people and one unsuccessful one.
That'll be it.
Anyway, so I would say that about Chappelle. Definitely the skits and just the yes.
The skits.
The skits.
we can't overuse it.
The skits, but how he does the reverse jokes and also how he can kind of, you know, make fun of anyone but back it up and just so versatile. He only needs an hour, right?
I agree.
Second person, more of a writer, but also I love his show, Larry David, co-wrote Seinfeld.
Fantastic.
I think Curb Your Enthusiasm. I know it's partially improv, at least. It's definitely not 100%. It's quite loosely scripted.
What, Seinfeld?
No, not Seinfeld. Oh. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Are you even listening to me? Come on. Are you listening to me?
He's not listening.
Okay. Curb Your Enthusiasm. You never seen it. You probably heard the music.
Give me a hummus. It's a meme, too.
Yeah.
Multiple.
You probably
formats.
Know it from memes.
Oh, I know it from the meme.
But it's like an actual show. Larry David.
Larry David.
Yes. And he stars in it.
Gotcha.
It's pretty much. It's really funny, though. It's pretty much him. I think, honestly, what happened is after he made Seinfeld, he just had these really funny experiences every day where people would ask for favors. And he would just always get bad luck. And he always looked like the bad guy because he's just a billionaire. You know, he just wants to live his life.
Is this a show or him in real life?
I think it's based off of real life. But it makes it seem like it's pretty much after Seinfeld. Because the characters from Seinfeld come in, but they're the actors in the show. Everyone who's in the show plays themselves. There's lots of different actors.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jerry's in it. You know, Julia's in it. Everyone. But it's just so every day, and it just captures like the everyday.
Every day, bro.
No.
I think we need to
cut the mic.
And that's it.
Cut his mic.
That's it for the back burner tonight. Thanks for tuning in.
That's time. As soon as he comes up,
it's just... you got one in mind?
I got.
Why are you always wait? Why are you always coming off? I'm just trying to explain. I'm not done.
Sorry.
I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
So no, it's okay. You're always doing great here. It's just hail. Round of applause.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's when we should use it.
Anyway, I'll just sum it up. I'm not trying to drag along here, but I just think he captures the everyday essence of pretty much things that go wrong. Curb Your Enthusiasm is just the perfect title for what he illustrates in that show. And that's all I'm going to say.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're
that's
welcome.
Great.
Up next.
Love that. Yeah, Aiden.
I got two. Actually, I lied. I have three. I've got an oldie.
You just lied to all of you right in your faces.
I apologize. I got, so Norm Macdonald. I think Norm Macdonald. Have any of you heard of Norm Macdonald before? No idea.
Okay.
No idea. Okay, then Robin Williams is who I'm going to say. So Robin Williams.
That's so fucked up, dude.
Come on, man. No, stop.
No claps for that, man.
Wow.
Dude, that was just
cold.
Blockbuster movies, legend in comedy. That's the first thought that comes to your head.
Terrible, man. All right, so Robin Williams.
The happiest people are often the saddest.
Jitteries, like...
Aiden, please. Yes, Robin Williams.
Thank you, Isaac, not Teo. Yeah, Robin Williams. I think he's fantastic. I also just heard, since we're shitting on Robin Williams, that he used to pay people for jokes, other people for jokes, and then use their jokes.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he used to do that. He'd go to, like, well, I don't know how true all of this is, but he'd go to, like, comedy clubs. He'd see a young comedian. He'd be like, I can do that joke better than you. and then you pay them for it. But anyways, I'm going to talk about why I like him now. I think he was the most dynamic stand-up comedian that has ever been. I think his stage presence alone was something to be admired. I'd specifically say, if you're not in your car and you want to look something up on YouTube after the show, of course, I'd say Live at the Met, and then I'd say Weapons of Self-Destruction are two master classes.
You're a pro. To clarify, to listen to this after the show, that's some high-tier move right there for someone that's the first time on a radio show.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Very much.
I would also like to add on, if you're going to watch movies, watch Mrs. Doubtfire watch Good Morning Vietnam.
Beautiful. Great. Movies.
And Good Morning Vietnam!
Dead Poets Society? Yeah. I mean, the list goes on. But I'd also say that I think most people like him, which kind of, I don't know. I love him for his acting. I think he's a fantastic actor. But I think he excelled, like fully reached his potential as a stand-up comedian. So I'd say him. I'd also say as a current guy, I think Theo Vaughn is hilarious. Now, I'd actually be interested to hear what you guys think about like Joe Rogan's squad. I think they call it, what do they call themselves?
I don't know.
The Kill Squad or something ridiculous like that.
Is Joe Rogan the guy that's like that converts people to his political agenda? I don't
know. He wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say that.
He does a podcast show.
Is he the guy that talks like this all the time?
Kind of. He's bald. He's like.
Are you thinking of Alex Jones?
Oh,
you sound like Alex Jones.
I'm thinking
of
Alex Jones.
He's the one with the gay frogs.
Yeah.
Gay frog, of course. Yeah. Joe Rogan's very different.
5G. The 5G.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
I'd say Theo Vaughn.
Oh, I think someone's calling in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think someone's calling
in. Everyone, hold up everything.
Okay. Hello? Hello? You got a caller? Hello?
You're live, caller?
Hello? On air. CITR. Are you in? Hello? Hello?
My dude will help you.
Do you need advice? Okay, you know what?
Is this a prank?
I think we...
Where are the cameras? Come on, guys. Where are the cameras?
There's one.
False alarm. I swear I saw a call.
It was flashing.
It was flashing. Okay.
Like we said again, ladies and gentlemen, this also doubles as a helpline for dating advice. Only dating advice. None of us are qualified for any other helpline advice, nor emotionally, you know, capable of dealing with that stuff. So, relationship advice. The number is...
604-UBC-CITR, that's 604-822-3104. Four out of five of us are very experienced. One out of five is not. That's 80%, 20% not experienced.
What do you mean 80%?
80% experienced, 20% not experienced.
What's that ratio? Five to one?
Four to one.
One, two, three, four.
There's five people in the room.
Five.
There is one person to my left who does not have experience. Everyone else to my right does have experience.
So each quartile is 25%.
No, dude.
What's a quartile?
Also, is that 20%?
There's someone in here, you know, there's four people in here who are good at math. There's one person here who is quick at math.
That's like the Lady Gaga line. It's like when they ask her like about A Star is Born, and they're like, how does it feel to work with Bradley Cooper? And she says the same line over and over. Maybe we can pull this up later. She says the exact same thing. Multiple times. It's really funny. Take my word for it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to find it for you. In the meantime, Aiden.
Sorry. Yeah, you're just interrupting again, but caller and everything. So, Aiden, what were you saying?
I guess if you guys aren't as familiar, but I want to know what your opinion is on Joe Rogan and his... He's got like a gang of guys that he's promoted very quickly in the stand-up ranks. One of them was that UFC fighter.
Oh, Eddie something. Eddie something. Or a different one.
No, a different guy.
It's not the one who is on with Alex Jones?
No. Oh, that's Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, that guy's nuts. Yeah. Not great. I should probably know his name. But
What's your main question here? Like,
my main question is, what do you think of... Let's just go with, what do you think of Joe Rogan and his comedy specifically, if you've heard it?
You go first. You don't talk.
I mean... Every time I hear about Joe Rogan, it's not from a comedic perspective. That's just from me. Like I usually hear about him. It's not that I hear about him in a political context, but I always hear about it in like a reactionary context, and I think that's what makes him funny. Like, I mean, everyone's going to have their own take on something that happens, and everyone hears about it. But I think Joe Rogan succeeds at making it like or just the way he reacts to things and the way he discusses things, he always has the energy to deal with any conversation, and I think he's just able to keep people involved. I think that involves comedy.
Speaking of dealing with situations and being able to talk through it, okay, we found the montage of Lady Gaga saying the same thing over and over again. We're going to play it for you.
Okay.
100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, but I had this one incredible talent with me. And there can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and you just need one to believe in you, and that was him. So you can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you and one does, and that was him. So
you know, there could be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe, but all it takes.
I think we get the idea.
But really quick. There is like a bunch more of that, but the consistency to all of that is she actually had her fucking math right, and you still can't figure out 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Like
come on, man.
Yeah, that's a fucking slow clap. Like,
Eric Andre. So what were you saying?
Oh, that was actually I had the end cap there. Like, I just perfect. Don't think he's
so Teo didn't interrupt someone.
No, he got me. He got
Woo!
Me.
We made wow. it.
Yeah, thanks guys.
We made it. I don't think he's funny at all, in my opinion, really. That's my thing about Joe Rogan. I do think, though, that, yeah, that's what I think. Okay. I don't think he's funny at all.
Interesting take.
I don't have too many thoughts on Joe Rogan.
No, your own comedians now.
Oh, my own comedians. Yeah. Oh, we're transitioning.
Joe Rogan's done. Okay. He's trash. He's done.
He's in the back burner.
Yeah.
Back he's burner, on the back baby. Burner. I swear he's to burning God. Up, or boiling. We boil. We don't burn.
Well, okay. For comedians, I'd say I don't like thinking in terms of superlatives, you know, like, you know,
better bigots. Than.
Yeah.
Heavy
yeah.
sigh.
Mm. I'd say current like favorite comedian at the moment would probably be I might butcher his name. Richard Ayoade?
You butchered his name.
Yeah.
You massacred. Look how they massacred my little boy.
Okay, you tell it then.
I don't know how to say his name. I don't even know who he is.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
I definitely don't know how to say his name.
The guy from the IT crowd.
Like super energetic. Like, is he ADHD?
Glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Fro.
Is he ADHD? I thought he was ADHD and like, or. What?
We don't want to diagnose him.
Okay,
no,
I know what you're talking about. Sorry,
yeah.
Continue. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of his comedy comes from committing very heavily to these bits and persona, and then breaking that character. He carries that too in a lot of like the talk shows and game shows that he does, which is quite entertaining. And I suppose for written comedy, I think lately I've been reading a bit of P.G. Wodehouse. Any of you guys familiar with Wodehouse? Mm-hmm. Very old writer. I think Stephen Fry.
I'm gonna
like,
Google it.
Yeah, like Stephen Fry, like talks about PG, like Wodehouse as like inspiration for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it W O D E House?
Yes.
He wrote G's and Wooster.
Yes. So yeah, very proper, like old, like British humor. I've been trying to like incorporate more references into my daily lexicon, and there was one expression which he used where there was some embarrassing situation and the character made another character feel like an absolute goat.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But yeah, it's not greatest of all time, which was lost. But actual goats. Anyway, that's my take. Thank you.
All right. My guy, relatively new. I want to say, I don't think he actually is very new anymore. He caught his steam like 2-3 years ago. I'm a huge fan of John Mulaney.
Ooh.
I like John Mulaney. I think...
Respectable.
I think dude can do comedy without being aggressive. Like, and that's a hard trait to have, I feel like. Like, he is kind of like, I don't know, like I feel like he makes life funny. Like John Mulaney, he's a good storyteller. Like he, it's not like he's gonna come in and wow you with a bunch of like buzzwords, huge payoff jokes that you know are coming. Like he's just gonna come in and tell you about a story where he got so shit faced that somebody asked him if a bottle of whiskey was perfume or whiskey, and he drank it all of it, and then said it's perfume and gave it back. Like that's funny. That's funny, but that's also something like dumb people do. and I think John Mulaney just had a great life, and he's just shooting the moon with that.
No. Why?
He's not. John, dude, he made a no. Like, no. He's also I also love him for this. He's like in his comedy, and especially when he's moving into TV, he's super sex positive. I respect that. Like,
I sex too.
I think that he's. I mean,
I don't think
yeah.
that's what that means.
No, but his all of his work with Big Mouth, I thought was awesome.
Yeah, Big Mouth is fantastic. Yeah.
Same with Nick Kroll as well. Yeah. Nick Kroll's funny guy.
Oh,
underrated.
His comedy special he did with Nick Kroll is like an hour long, and it's just only about because they're both Jewish and they both grew up like kind of the same way.
The play.
It's so funny. The two man play that they did is hilarious. Like it's, but again, it's just not like insane comedy. It's not it's not like The Machine. Have you heard the comedy story of The Machine? Yeah. Like that was a great story, but that's like whoa kind of storytelling. John Mulaney is just kind of like, I'm this kind of guy. I'm scrawny and I'm skinny. Like and I just kind of do shit. that's kind of my take. I don't know.
Teo.
So I've got to say, and if you haven't already realized my sense of humor, I'm a huge, huge fan of Monty Python. The entire cast is just a great, great influence on me.
Pick a favorite right now.
Eric Idle is one of my favorites. I know he didn't do much of the writing. It was Graham Chapman that did some of the writing. R.I.P.
Alcoholism.
Yeah, it gets them all. I actually don't even know what it was. I think it was just cancer.
Both?
Yeah, no, it's Monty Python is great. They have some really great, unique stuff. Let's go to ad.
No, I feel like you're literally.
I just killed myself on air. Cue the Goodfellas music, please, where they killed Tommy. That's about right. This is the point in the movie of the Goodfellas where Tommy thinks he made it into the crew, and they take him to a room. And they shoot.
Spoiler alert!
And they shoot him in the back of the head, and then they montage outwards, really slowly playing this music. Just imagine a series of dead bodies lying around the ground. This is the music that plays for that.
You're listening to The Back Burner on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're gonna go back to ad, and we'll be right back with some impressions, some music, and hopefully someone will call in.
Yeah,
if you need relationship advice. If you need relationship advice, you can call in 604-822-3104. That's also 604-UBC-CITR. 4 out of 5 of us are experienced. That's 80%, 20% not experienced.
You still won't figure out that math, guys.
If 100 people believe in you, only one person needs to. And that's
I don't believe in you.
I'm bringing the music back. Right. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
the Study and Go Abroad Fair is back in town on Sunday, September 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for internships, language travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
I don't know Wonderwall.
You're listening to the back.
No. We're gonna make up a song real quick. I need to. What are you making a song up about?
How about your date? Your date,
ladies and gentlemen. This is brand new improv stuff.
My date.
Okay. We're gonna do a dual song. I'm gonna play, and he's gonna sing a song about my date.
Okay, but I can't sing to an instrument. Like, I have no idea.
It's gonna be interesting, ladies and gentlemen.
Teo left home last night, told me he was seeing a girl. Then she showed me her picture on Tinder. Yeah, she was pretty hot, and I was kind of curious, but I kept asking him questions, and like, man, I don't know, like, she's 18 though.
Oh, that's rough. For the record, I'm 20, ladies and gentlemen.
So he's in a moral 2-year grace period.
Moral 2-year grace period.
And now it's going on the back burner. We're going to talk about it, though. We're going to fucking talk about it, though.
Yeah, wow. That was a deep dive into my date today. I had a Tinder date. The first one in 9 months. Thank you. Can I get a heavy sigh from everybody? there I go again.
Shit, there I go again.
Yeah, and the Tinder date was actually one of the best Tinder dates I've been on in a long time. It's interesting because...
How so?
Well, you know, at first, you're always worried. I don't know if you, any ladies and gentlemen, people that are listening... to the show right now, if you've been on any internet dating at all, there's a part of you that is so unsure in the beginning, you know, how it's going to turn out, if this is a catfish, if they're going to be, you know, different, and I mean that in a bad way.
What does that mean?
Well, it could mean...
yeah, too.
It could mean they have blonde hair in the pictures, and they don't have blonde hair in real life, and you're very disappointed. Because, you know, Tinder is purely aesthetically based. You swipe... Come on, I mean,
wait,
we're not going to kid around.
Profiles?
We don't read bios. Come on, guys. Ladies.
Teo, come on. We all read the profiles.
Ladies,
I don't know what you're talking
we
about.
We don't. Ladies,
what are you talking about?
Take it from me, the expert in here.
it's because this kid like just sits here like laying down, like staring at his phone from like a foot away, just speed swiping right until he runs out of space.
Yeah. So we matched, and within a span of 1.5 days, we went on our first date. I took her to a Vietnamese place. So to kind of fill you listeners in, the studio space smells like Vietnamese food because I smell of Vietnamese food.
Wait, this was today?
This was today. This was an hour, two, three, 4 hours ago. And it was great. And I gave her, you know what? I gave her a goodbye hug. I didn't even give her a goodbye kiss because I wanted to take things slow.
Well done.
And you know what? She said, I'm really glad you're like that. What a gentleman. And I felt great. So,
I'm so proud of you.
Very proud of you.
Thanks, guys. You
so
know
proud.
What?
Yeah. I wonder what her comparison point is, Bill.
She probably went home and was like he didn't even kiss me.
What's her fucking, like, what's her...
When is date
number two?
Number two is my question.
Well, I asked about it, and she said Sunday. So, Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going on my second date.
The Lord's Day.
Unless she's tuned in. It's not happening
now. The Lord's Day. Can I get an amen?
Is that allowed? Amen. Amen.
Yeehaw.
Amen.
Yeehaw.
So I think, Roman, you've got a question for me.
Yeah, okay. So he and I are living together. Yeah, and we both went out last night. I mean, this is the craziest thing. This kid party's sober, so I don't know how the fuck this happened. I got pretty shit faced, and I wanted to go home at like 12 or like midnight. Mm. And I head out. I skateboard home, and I'm going to sleep. And I mean, I hear him come in at like 3 in the morning, like late as hell. And I hear some clattering, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I go back to sleep, and I wake up the next morning, and I come outside, and there is like one of those, like,
allegedly.
Okay, this fucking kid. It was like one of those like 4-foot by 4-foot construction road signs. Like
where'd you get that?
Those big orange ones.
I found it.
It was just in our fucking living room. And he parties sober. I need to know the decision making behind this. like I've stolen signs, man. I've taken signs from here or wherever, but like I was never like fully thinking through it when I did it.
To fill you in, the people who just tuned in, I would just ask a question because I party sober. I'm party for health. That's the number 4, not the letters 4. I party for health. And I don't drink. And a few days ago, yesterday, I came home with a road sign, allegedly, from the city of Vancouver.
You're not even in the city.
You know, everybody has got a bucket list, you know, hidden somewhere, and it's not in a bucket, you know. And contrary to popular belief, bucket lists are not in buckets. I learned that the hard way.
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
How far allegedly would you have theoretically carried this alleged sign?
Well, in this hypothetical dilemma of me taking a City Vancouver sign yesterday, and it would have been around 3 a.m. if I would have done this. I biked with it. Allegedly.
From where to where?
You bicycled with a sign.
Probably about 2 kilometers. No, maybe more. 3 kilometers.
What was the precise bicycle to sign setup ratio?
It was, imagine tucked under your arm like a purse, but the wind catches it, and so you're flying off to the side, and you gotta readjust yourself. Cue the music on the computer. Imagine this sound effect when I have my sign with me. So this is the soundtrack I'm listening to in my head, and I'm like, I got the sign from the city of Vancouver. but in a bucket list, everybody's got that one little thing that's so minor, but yet so important to them, and that was mine. It was stealing a road sign from a city of Vancouver.
Oh, so you did
allegedly.
It.
Allegedly.
Oh,
okay.
Very good.
If I would have done this, I took it at 3 in the morning. It was hooked up to the rig. I unrigged it, allegedly. And I biked it home. And it's... hypothetically, if I were to take this, it would probably be covered in dirt because it's a road sign. So, you know, it's just sitting in our house. That's 407. 4407. Westbrook Village.
But Teo, what did this supposedly? Mm-hmm. What did it say on the sign?
It said caution on one side, and the other side it said no crossing with a picture of a bicycle, which is what I was using to carry the sign. So that's irony right there for you as English majors. That's what irony looks like. It looks like a guy carrying a don't bike sign while he's biking on the highway at 3 in the morning.
If you are an English major, feel free to call in.
We're getting a call. Okay.
I swear.
Okay. Let's make sure we do this right. You know how to do this right?
I think. I've done it in a while.
Please stay on the line.
I feel like
stay on
okay,
the line, caller.
Stay on the line. I think. Hello.
Press on the call.
Is there a call? It is on.
It's flashing.
Is
the phone
ringing? On air. Hello. We have a caller. I swear, both times. Yeah, it's on.
What the heck's going on?
I'm not sure.
This guy.
Oh.
What?
Caller, are you there?
You there, bud?
Hello?
Speak words.
What is going on in the studio?
I have to apologize to the caller, whoever you are. We know you need our advice.
We know you need it desperately.
We know you need it.
From at least 4 out of 5 of us. But yeah, I'm not sure. It says this person.
We're having some technical
air.
Difficulties accepting calls from callers.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going
caller,
on.
Caller, call us back.
it could be a different person. Could be the same person.
Maybe scream into your phone as loud as you can, and maybe we'll pick it up.
Maybe it's our volume that's not catching it.
I don't know. That's very weird. I've done this before. Not sure what's going on.
Allegedly.
I have.
Here, how about, I'm going to try to call in. I mean, this guy's still on the line, so he
in the meantime, we're going to play some soothing rainforest music while I do an impression of David Attenborough while we get this dealt with. He's going to mute the other mics, except for mine and the computer, and they're going to deal with that.
Some of the last remaining species of marsupials and insects. Our planet is one of many in the solar system, but it's the only planet capable of sustaining life. Here alone, we have many habitats that house some of the most unique creatures on the planet. I'm here in Chile, in the tropical rainforests, and I'm staring at a little sloth. This particular sloth is no greater than 5 centimeters in length. It's a very small sloth, one of the smallest sloths in the world. But very, very fast. It's very fast. It's a very fast sloth. If you're an engineer, you'd probably guess it's to do with airflow ratio. Because it's so small, air is not really a resistance for the sloth. We're going to check back on our caller to see if he's still there.
Caller? Is the caller there? Hello?
I don't think the caller is here. I'm going to try
turn this rainforest music off.
I mean, it's okay. Okay. Oh. I don't think the caller is here. Hello, caller. Are you here?
Hello?
Oh, oh! We got him!
Okay, hello.
Thank God.
Hello.
You know,
We want to thank you personally for waiting, because I do not have that patience. I can't even play golf.
Oh, it was so... It's fine. I was listening to the sloth, and it was very calming.
Really? Well, you know, we can get him back here if you like.
Would you be able to help me with some relationship advice?
Absolutely, yeah. We would. Everyone, I'm going to give you a visual rundown of what's going on. Everyone is intimately looking at the mics, ready to give you some relationship advice. We are so ready. We're primed.
We need your name first, though.
What's your name?
My name is Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Greetings.
So where are you from, Megan?
I'm from the States.
Oh, no
way. Wow. So how'd you manage to catch our line? How'd you get our number? Did you hear us on the airwaves?
No. I, like, go to UBC. I just, like...
Just chill.
I'm originally from Seattle.
Wow.
Nice.
Very groovy.
Man, it's fun to have another statesman on
Sorry,
the line.
Sorry, Megan. So, give us your question, and we'll attack it from a realist perspective and a liberal perspective, and maybe a constructionalist if we have time.
Okay. So I just started seeing this guy. I know, spicy, right?
Yeah. Very.
And, you know, he's very cute and, like, all the good things, but, like, his humor. His jokes just never really land, and it's kind of becoming a problem.
Oof. So for You know what, Megan? This is not the first time I've heard of this problem in a relationship. Can we get a little example of his type of humor?
Yeah, what has he said to you in the past?
Give us an example, and if it's bad, it's okay.
I'm curious too.
Don't be racist. God, don't be racist.
Give us something clean enough.
It's not like dirty. It's more like he keeps referencing like really old things, and like I just don't think anyone gets them.
Like dinosaurs or
like what are we talking?
1800s?
Like, yeah.
1800s?
Can I please get an example of?
I just want to hear an example, even if we don't know.
I don't know if I can even replicate it, honestly.
Man, that's Oh man. So is it bad enough to where like if he does it in public, there's just a pin dropping silence and just lots of like flinching? Like is it that bad? Is it?
I mean, usually people will do the like
like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, man. Do you think you kind of feel like you're the only one giving kind of the pity laughs at this point?
Oh, that'd be mean if I admitted that.
But, you know what, Matt, we're not making you admit anything you don't want to talk about. This is a relationship advice segment of our show. So your dilemma, for those of you just tuning in, we have Megan from Seattle on the line right now, who has a problem with her relationship, or could be a problem in the long run, and it's his sense of humor. And I quote, air quotes right now, he has a very old sense of humor. So I don't really know where to start, to be honest, because it's so vague.
I have a question for you, Megan, first. Do you think this guy is being like, genuine, or do you think he's trying too hard to be funny? Is this actually his personality, or what do you think it is?
Oh, definitely the, like, trying too hard.
Oh, that's even worse.
Okay, but that also means that you can tell him, and he might like check his shit. Like if he's trying too hard, he's already not being somebody who he is normally. So if you do tell him, I mean, so like I like this to me looks like it's running into the same direction, which is like it's not gonna work out. Because if he can't make you laugh, he can't make you laugh. Like, but if you can tell, if you think telling him that he's trying too hard just to be himself, if you think being himself is funny, tell him that.
Megan, I have a question. What does make you laugh?
This radio show?
Wow. So we know the bar.
Thank you.
We know the bar is exceptionally low.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's very nice of you. Thank you.
Dude, she burned us twice. So like,
I mean, we are listening to the back burner, so I guess that goes both ways.
I think we need some more information. How long has this been going on for?
I don't know. It's just like one of those uni things. Like, it's been a few months, I think.
Okay.
I know. I can't believe I put up with it for that long.
Oof.
Sorry. Did you just? I just pulled the mic around because I need to confirm what you said. Did you say I can't believe it's been going on for that long?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I think the best way to go, and I think Rehan would agree, is tell him, because if you haven't told, and I'm being serious here. Jokes aside, guys, and I know from personal experience, we have no idea what's going on 85% of the time about anything. So if you don't find him funny, he probably doesn't even realize. So your best bet is, just to tell him, this isn't really funny. Like, are you? And you know what? Honesty is the best policy. I'm a total go-getter for that.
I think
thank you, Megan.
I think even more importantly, the problem really here is not only that he's like unfunny, it's that his unfunniness isn't very authentic. He's trying too hard. He should really practice authenticity. I think that's what's more crucial. Honestly, if he's not being himself, then what's the point in being with him? Because I think if he was himself, you would probably think he's funnier because it comes off more naturally. It's something that he actually finds funny, and maybe you would find it funny too instead of 1800s humor, or whatever he's practicing.
I'm thinking of like 1800 memes, like the when Penelope Thornthrop wins the garden competition, and your arch nemesis is over there, and she won second place, and it's like a picture of like a classical art like figure that's unhappy. That's the kind of humor I'm thinking when you say old.
It's very droll. Okay.
I think I need to go break up with this person.
Oh boy.
So the first advice we've given has ended in a complete success.
I'll be honest, like you should. like I really think you should.
Hey, I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna give our mystery man one more chance. I'm gonna say he has one more opportunity, Megan, to win you over with his wit and with his humor. Do you think if the next time he says a joke to you, if you don't laugh at all, and you keep a completely straight face and look him dead in the eyes, do you think that might scare him into changing his humor in any way?
Submit.
I mean, there's a first time for everything.
Exactly. It's a great attitude. Do you think he's ever genuinely, has he actually ever genuinely made you laugh?
Ooh.
No, is what I would assume that silence means.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty incredible.
I think it's also, you know, if your values, if you think the humor is an important thing, and personally I think most people would, is an important quality for someone to have, and they really aren't hitting you where they should with their humor, then it's important, you know, to make you laugh. And I don't know who said this, but it was a joke. It was, funny guys always get the girls because when girls laugh, they close their eyes, and so they don't actually see how ugly the guy is. And that works in my case a lot. I'm the funny guy all the way.
Yeah, honestly. So is this, like, I was going to say, like, does he have anything going for him? Like, is he hot? Like
what brought the two of you together in the first place?
That's a good question. That's
a great question.
Number advisor number four?
That might be the question.
Well, I don't want to get too vulgar.
Oh, do it, please. It's 11:50 at night. We got time.
If you want to.
We met on Tinder.
Oh, my God.
Well, we were just talking about Tinder.
No disrespect. No disrespect.
No shame.
But he's also, like, the biggest guy I've ever been with.
Oh. So let me get this straight. When you said earlier, I don't know why I've been with him that long.
Yeah,
we know why you've been with him that long. And you know what? It's totally fine. Because you can do what you want in life, and people can choose to stay with whoever they want for whatever reasons.
For however long.
Listen. I have a feeling. I hate to say this, but we might have to slide this onto the back burner soon. But I mean, if that's the case, if he's unfunny, but he's big, jump on.
What do you value more?
Couple more times. And then jump out and get out of the relationship.
And hope he doesn't listen to the radio.
Yeah, like tuck and roll. Just stay in the car for a couple more minutes. Just bail.
We say luck sticking the dismount.
All right. There we go. That's confidence. I like that.
Megan, once again, I hope that our professional and non-professional advice has helped you in somewhat make this decision. We really interested actually to know how it goes. But it's impossible to tell because we're kind of like an undercover, underground show. We have no publicity or no means of communication for us. It's just a bunch of friends that come together and do this.
That's
so creepy.
But why are you putting that voice on?
Because it's, you know, it's nice to hear for people that are listening at 11:55 at night. It's soothing. We might be back next week at Thursday at the same time. Would you think that by next Thursday, you'd have an advancement in this story?
We'll just have to see, won't we?
We will. You know what? That's a great way to put it.
Might be the following Thursday anyway.
It might be the following Thursday. But if in doubt, it's Thursday at this time. So hopefully you'll stay tuned to our show. And thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for calling.
In light of you calling, we're gonna end the call so you can't complain about how bad it is. We're going to do a little song for you. And what's this mystery man's fake name, his alias, you're going to give him?
Fake name.
So we can, you know, create a song about him.
Old Long Johnson.
I don't know. You make it up.
Okay. I appreciate the confidence. Thanks again for calling, Megan.
Thank you.
Everyone say goodbye.
Bye, Megan.
Bye, Megan. Bye.
Toodles.
Best of luck.
So, in case you're tuning in right now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM,
and you're listening to The Back Burner,
where we talk about things, and we put it on the back burner and let it cool down when it gets a little too hot, cha-cha-cha. And we also double as a relationship hotline, and we just had lovely Megan call in, who is from Seattle but lives
on campus,
about her problem, and just a little refresher. He's not funny, but he's packing. So, you know, is he the package? And we're gonna create a little completely improvised song.
You. You are gonna create a completely improvised song.
You don't want to do a cover or something?
I know.
No,
you're tired.
You just want. I'm loving
I'm loving with nobody to love.
Nobody,
nobody.
Ah,
honey.
So, I'm gonna do a little bit of an improv song for you, Megan. And we're gonna call this guy. What are we gonna call this mystery man?
Girth.
Like Gareth.
Like Girth Brooks.
Girth Brooks. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're gonna throw in a C and a G in this because C and G make great chords. No. We gotta make it up completely from scratch. So this is for you, Megan. Thanks for tuning in, and here you go.
Enjoy your last ride.
The song is titled "Last Ride." He was waiting at a bar. His Tinder profile looked nothing at all like his real identity. But we started to talk, but there weren't no laughs, no, I didn't smile, oh, I watched him go down into 1800 songs. His jokes were cold, but his junk was bigger than I thought it would be. So it turned out to be okay. That's why it lasted longer than I had previously thought. 2 months longer than all my friends thought. But they know why I'm with him. They all give me that look. And to be honest, if he's packing, then it sometimes could work. That was Last Ride for Megan.
We'll put that on the back burner. Thank you for listening to the back burner. We'll be back at an undisclosed time.
At an undisclosed location. No, it'll be here at the station. Feel free to stop by and stare at us awkwardly through the window when we're doing our show.
At 11 p.m.
At 11 p.m. It'll always be at 11 p.m. to 12 p.m. On one day.
12 a.m.
So, thanks for listening to the back burner. On CITR 101.9 FM. Any last words, boys, for our outros?
No last words. I mean, keep it healthy, keep it clean, except with weed. Smoke a lot of that. Keep doing that.
Stay groovy.
Hydrate or dehydrate. Have a good Friday, everyone.
Good night.